Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. It is a privilege to be speaking to you this morning. We'll go straight into the Word of God, and the topic for today is content yet hungry for more. As believers, I believe that there are things that God has laid in our hearts, things that generate expectations and desires. And sometimes it's the promises that we read in the Word of God. We read the Word of God, and the promises and the things that we see in the Word are the way of generating expectations and desires. But it's important that we also learn to manage the desires and the expectations using the same Word where we find the promises of God. Because if we don't, we find ourselves disappointed, and we find ourselves discouraged, and it's easy to allow the enemy to actually put us down using the promises from the Word of God. So it's important that we expect from God, but we learn to manage the expectations using the Word of God. Because we all want to grow, we want to get better. We want better things for our lives. We want better things for our families. We want better things for God, for the church, but we have to learn to manage the expectations. I would like for us to read from the book of Philippians chapter 3, learning from the words of Paul, verse 13 to 14. And this is what verse 13 of chapter 3 says. It says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it." So if you read the previous verses, in the previous verses, Paul had expectations. And some of those expectations was, you know, to walk in holiness, righteousness, was basically to become a better human being, to grow in Christ and to become more like Christ. But here he makes a confession. He says, "I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." Now, I'd like to read that together with Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. And it says the following. It says, "I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content." So friends, there's a secret to be content. And my own testimony, you know, these days, as I've been pondering on this word, in fact, I've been pondering on this word for quite some time now, I'm learning to be more happier, to be more joyful. So learning to be content as a way of, you know, taking off the burden and the pressure off you. It just as a way of generating that peace, that inner peace that comes from God, because then you begin to realize that peace and, you know, and joy comes from being content, comes from Christ. So Paul says, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." So friends, and the many times that we expect from God is when we are in need. And sometimes we are in need of healing. Sometimes we could be in need of material things. Sometimes it could be finances, it could be a job, it could be many things that we could be expecting from God. Because what we do as Christians, we go to the promises of God, which is commendable. And the promises of God are just a way of generating the expectations. But Paul says it's in that situation, because he says, "I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances." So in other words, when I am in need and I'm expecting for God to come through, Paul says, "I've learned to be content." Praise God. Now, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 brings something very important to the table. Paul says, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So what Paul is teaching us here is teaching us that in whatever circumstance and situation that we are in, we have to learn to be content. When we are hungry, when we are well-fed, we have a job, we don't have a job, when we are lacking spiritually, Paul says we have to be content in whatever circumstance. But in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, it teaches us something very important. It says, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So Paul is saying to us, in as much as I'm content of where I am, I'm not just going to sit down and fold my arms and say, I'm content, I'm happy. Paul says, I strain toward. So in other words, there are things ahead of me. If I want to become a better Christian, there is Christ standing in front of me. And as you see in the Word of God, so the goal is to look at Christ until I become like Him. So if I'm lacking spiritually, I'm not just going to sit down and fold my arms. Paul says, straining toward what is ahead until I become better. So I see two things here. I see content and I see complacent. To be complacent is when we accept where we are, we become comfortable, and we don't do anything about it. That is not what Paul is talking about. So Paul is talking about to be content. In other words, you celebrate where you are. You do not refuse to improve yourself. You still desire to get better. You still desire to get improved. If you are a Christian and you want to grow in certain areas of your life, you don't just sit there and complain and cry. No, you do things that help you to become better, to grow in the things of God, to get better in the Word of God, to become better in your character. You know, if it's to provide for your family, you do what you have to do to provide for your family without cursing where you are. In other words, you appreciate where God, you appreciate where you are, you appreciate God for where you are, you celebrate where you are, and you are grateful to God for where you are, but you still desire to get better. So I'm content. Thank you, Lord, for where I am. Thank you, Lord, for how far I have come in your things. But I know that I can be a better human being tomorrow. I'm content. I'm grateful for the progress that I've made. I'm content, Lord. I'm grateful for what I'm able to eat today. But I know that, Lord, it can get better. I'm content. I'm not complaining. I'm not cursing. But I know that I can get better. Praise God. So being complacent means refusing to work to improve yourself or to grow. So Paul is not telling us to do that. Paul is telling us to celebrate where we are, but also to still desire and to do something to grow. Because Paul says, straining toward. The straining part is not done by God. The straining part is done by you and me. So you and me will make effort to become better human beings. Praise God. So we see in the scriptures that not yet to have taken hold of it from the scriptures. In other words, I haven't achieved it yet. The other thing that we see is forgetting what is behind. In other words, I look at my failures, my mistakes. I look at all these things, the things maybe that have brought me to where I am. Because friends, remember, Life where we are is a series of decisions that we make every day. Whether you grow in the things of God, and sometimes even in our career, it is a series of the decisions that we make. So wherever you are today, you don't guess where you are. You simply say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for where I am. But I'm going to forget what lies behind. And I'm going to look forward, straining toward. I'm going to push. I'm going to press into the future and into your promises until I become a better human being. Praise God. So we see from the scriptures, friends, that we are not expected to be stuck at the same point. Yes, we're expected to be content. We're expected to press forward, but we're not expected to get stuck at the same point, forgetting what is behind, straining toward. In other words, we press into the future with everything that we have, with commitment, reading the Word of God, desiring to become better, and we do all that. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says the following. It says, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Praise God. Now, friends, that's powerful. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing. So it's something that is happening today. It's going to be happening tomorrow. It's going to be happening every day. Ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Praise God. Again, forgetting what is behind, we look forward as we grow in the things of God with ever increasing glory. So friends, it's the desire to become better human beings, better Christians in Christ, walk in holiness, in righteousness. And maybe we are not yet there. We are not yet a people or a person that we want to see in ourselves. We forget what is behind. We forget the mistakes that we may have made in the past. We do not live in regret, but we focus on Christ. Praise God. We contemplate the Lord's glory. In other words, we keep going back to Christ until we become like him. We keep going back to the promises, celebrating where we are. We thank God for how far he has taken us, that we haven't given up. We thank God that we are still here. We thank God that we ate the tin of beans and we still appreciate God. We celebrate everything that he's doing, but we keep on expecting and moving forward, trusting God for strength, who gives us the power to keep on moving forward. Praise the name of God. Now, friends, contentment comes from Christ himself. Praise God. Because Philippians chapter 11, verse 13, it says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So, friends, Christ gives us strength to be content. Without him, we are miserable. Without him, we are people that complain. We are people that curse. We are people that other people don't want to be around. Always complaining, always cursing. But when we are in Christ, he gives us the strength to be content, to be grateful, to be appreciative, to celebrate the small progress that we could be making in our lives, the small things that we see in our lives, the small, what people might call the small blessings. You celebrate them and you celebrate God and you appreciate God for everything that he's doing. Praise God. Contentment, friends, comes from understanding the power that works within us. And that power comes from Christ. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Friends, when we are lacking in something, and we understand that wherever you are in your life, where I am in my life, there's a power that works within you, and that power comes from God. Right now, as you listen to me, right now, as I speak to you, there's a power that works within us. And the understanding of that, that there's a power that works within you, contentment comes. Because even when you are lacking in something, just knowing and understanding that there's a power that is working within me, it brings contentment. In other words, you understand that you're not on your own, but the power of God works in your life. Contentment, friends, comes from understanding the purpose of God for your life. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." If you understand that God has called you according to his purpose, then where you are in your life, you understand that God will take care of you, because God has a purpose for your life. God will take care of you. God will take care of the purpose that he has laid upon your life and in you. And understanding that, friends, brings contentment. And we become grateful to God. We see God in everything, because we know that we are not on our own, but God has a purpose for our lives. Praise the name of God. And Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So friends, again, Jeremiah reminds us, God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life. And it's plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So friends, you don't make decisions based on what's happening with you or to you today, because you understand that God has a future for you. And God has a future, has plans to give you hope and to give you a future. That, friends, the understanding of that brings contentment, because I know that my life is not defined by what's happening to me today, because I know that there's a future. So I do not make decisions. I do not curse God. I do not curse the situations around me. I celebrate God because I know that there's a future that is ahead of me. Praise God. So friends, our conviction of God's truth, the promises, should keep our faith alive. So if you believe that the scriptures that we have read so far are true and are from God, that alone should keep your faith alive in God. That alone should bring contentment, and that alone should change the condition of your heart, where you celebrate where you are. You celebrate the small steps that you are making, the small progress that you are making. Celebrate God, appreciate God, because you know that God has a future for you. Now let's summarize, friends. So we see from the scriptures that we have to keep pressing to become more and more like Jesus. Praise God. We forget what is behind. We press into the future. We are content. We thank God where you are. We thank God for the small progress. We thank God for the small opportunities to be effective and to minister. And we believe God for more opportunities to minister, to be effective, to become like him. We become, we believe God for what is to come. Whether it's material things, whether it's finances, whatever it is, we believe God, but we celebrate God for where we are. Focus on understanding his purpose for his kingdom and your life. We forget what is behind. We refuse to live our lives in regret, but we look forward. Praise God. And we are a people that are appreciative, and we celebrate God and we thank God. May God bless you. May you be content. And may you thank God at all times. And may God bless you.